In early November, the Commonwealth Department of Infrastructure invited public comment on proposed Australian-wide drone delivery guidelines. The guidelines claim that they will create jobs, provide cost efficiency, and be environmentally sustainable. Not everyone is convinced, though, with some submitting that there is no demand for a Jetson-style world of drones when it comes to delivering food. I asked Julia Powles, Associate Professor of Law and Technology and Director of the University of West Australia's Mindaroo Tech and Policy Lab, what her concerns were.
I mean, most people will have the common Jetsons-esque idea that we're going to have flying vehicles and drones delivering things. But one of our key concerns is that there's, in these guidelines, an attempt to speed up a bit the process of community consultation that we might expect around actually having drones.
I know that those draft guidelines focus on some minimal technical considerations about land use, and I think that these raise concerns about maybe zoning and other very similar issues, reliability of the drones as well. What exactly do you think are the biggest concerns raised out of this?
So the state of play is that Australia has two companies that are testing, really not doing any kind of commercial at-scale use, but they're testing drone delivery. One is a small Australian company that does medical deliveries, which is quite a good use case. They've mainly done work in Africa previously. They're called Swoop Aero. And then a company that's a subsidiary of Google that's doing trials of food delivery drones, in fact, coffee delivery drones, in a couple of towns in the outskirts of Canberra and in Logan, Queensland. And these guidelines have been very heavily shaped by those two operators. That's why I really want to put them in play. And the guidelines absolutely speak to those prosaic considerations you mentioned of, well, what kind of land use planning do we need? And rather sober, frankly, pretty soporific ideas of, oh, well, if we have drones, what kind of guidelines do we need around safety and so on? And actually what they don't at all consider is a much more interesting and important conversation, which is what are they for and do they deliver benefits and do we want them?
Yeah, and I think in terms of the food delivery service, which as you've said is being provided by Wing Aviation, a subsidiary of Google, I find that a type of service like that is maybe going to be value if it is a good alternative to other services. Now, in Australia, we particularly rely on Uber Eats and other gig economy workers to provide these services. So drones could be a replacement if it is a cost-effective one. But at the same time, there have been concerns and complaints about noise and safety, impacts on wildlife. How big have those complaints been in even just these small areas? Because as we know, they're being applied on a low scale, not on the big, wide urban scale that would probably be required for any commercial company.
Well, and that's exactly the issue. What happens when you get everyone in the street ordering drone delivery? Because at the moment, the economics of this are really skewed because Google's basically subsidising the trials that it's operating. So if, for example, you want to order a Coke and chips, you pay simply for a Coke and chips. I think that the things that you raise are really we've really had some trouble in bringing them into the same conversation as food delivery, because of course it's a different dimension to think about all of those environmental factors. And I think that it's too simple to say, well, is this a more efficient service than an Uber Eats service? And even is it cost comparative? Because I think some of the costs really are not ones that we've ever had before. Like the fact that this has damaging effects to wildlife, to have a noise that is constant and interfering in their physical habitat. In airspace, we just simply don't know enough about what the impacts are of creating another new highway system effectively.
And it certainly seems to be maybe some sort of value in using drones for other uses such as emergency relief and aerial mustering, shark patrol. These are services that maybe are very costly for people to run without maybe drones, and there could be a cost comparative option.
Those uses, I think what's great about raising those is to kind of highlight that we don't have to have a one answer to all drone technologies. And I really think those situations you describe are ones that have a lot of promise. They're also directly, say, aerial mustering. So basically, this is replacing aerial chopper mustering and spraying up in, say, places like the Northwest.
And you also mentioned that the guidelines state that drones will deliver on-demand supplies. Do you have any justification on why the government are using such ambiguous terminology?
Yeah, very interesting, isn't it? So we raised an issue about this in the conversation and in our submission to the government review, that it suggests just by that phrasing of on demand, like these are really necessary and demanded substances and deliveries. And if you're talking about medical supplies, I can appreciate that terminology. But if you're talking about the desire for a burrito or a donut or a coffee, it starts to take a different complexion.
Australia were accepting submissions for feedback on the draft guidelines that closed on December 2nd. But were there any submissions that you might have come across that grabbed your eye, something that sort of agreed with you or you disagreed with?
You know, one of the things I'm really interested in about drones is I think they are a very visceral instantiation of this kind of idea that all tech is something we want just because we enjoy our smartphones. And so I think drones really do catalyse a strong public response. It's important to listen to those who have already experienced them, and that experience has been really quite damaging in neighbourhoods, even if some people like them. And I personally take a precautionary approach. If there is damage to the environment, if people's amenity is reduced, if you're reducing the economic value of houses and neighbourhoods, I think that's really serious and something that we should approach with great caution.
Julia Powles, Associate Professor of Law and Technology and Director of the University of West Australia's Mindaroo Tech and Policy Lab, speaking with me there.